Here we're holding Daf Kuf Yud Aleph Amar Aleph on top. In the middle of the Shaila about a kovet about the liver. Now the more before the Shaila was, he asked him, what's the loch of the liver? Did you cook it up in a pot? So the two Shailas. When you cook it up in a pot, let's say there are other pieces of meat there also. So liver, the Shaila is, the dam comes out of the liver. So the Shaila is, first of all, does the dam come back into the liver itself to make the liver itself also? And secondly, the dam come out and go into other pieces of meat to also the other pieces of meat. So he came out so far to say that the liver itself remains muta. Because the pshat is, since it's being oisik in toilet, in spitting out the blood, no dam comes inside it. But the maise does also other pieces of meat, because the dam comes out of the liver, and the dam, even though it's a shtespik star, it's only yosim the rabbonim. Because really the whole liver is really made out of the dam, and the Torah said you'll not eat it. But koponim mid rabbonim is also, so this dam goes into other piece of meat, would make it off a koponim mid rabbonim. Now the Gemara says, and the lesson was, no. Omelet, the last line was, Dilma may be hosom the kav de disura. That's what we learned in Mishnah, it said clearly that the liver does also, maybe it's talking about a liver that came from a trafe of an animal that was trafe. And therefore, the reason why the covet, if the liver, if you cook it up, it made the other piece of meat, it was also, the Gemara says on top of the Kufir Aleph, was the Mishum Sham Nunisa, because of the fats that come out of the liver. That's what made the other pieces also. But Mishum Domamai, but we could have a good suffix, there will be a lock of the dam. The dam itself that comes out of the liver, maybe that's not also Midiraisa, and maybe that would not also the other pieces of meat. That's why Yishal is still a good Shal, even though he learned this last Mishnah. That Mishnah could be talking about COVID of a treifa. Now Rashi says, Mishum Shemenusa Kamal, the Aiseres Esam is Bashali Mo, the Pishabalayim in a treifa, because the treifa comes out of it. But it could be, it doesn't answer, if it would have been a kosher liver, maybe then it would not answer, because the dam that comes out, maybe since it's only Yosem the Rabbonin, it does not answer the other piece of meat. Shalu the Shaila. Yes. Says to Rav Shaila, does the dam answer or not? Like the bottom Rashi says here, the Pshat is, because Dama the Teru Sherei Ikra Dam, the covered itself, the liver itself, is all blood. So therefore, the Cholzaman Shle Pirish, Pshitli the Mut, the Cholzaman, the dam does not come out of the liver, you'll not eat the liver. The Chipirish Mi Boile Mai, that's Rav Shaila. Now, when the dam comes out of the liver, does that blood, when it goes into other pieces of meat, does it make the piece of meat also or not? That was the Shaila. Smur says, Ki hod the Solik, when he went up later to Eretz Yisrael, is asking Chel Reb Zrika. Here he went, he met Reb Zrika. Before the Maisa was, that only Abai Reb Safra. Abai told Reb Safra, when you go up to Eretz Yisrael, that's the Shaila. So it says, now Maisa Reb Safra, when he went up to Eretz Yisrael, to ask Chel, he found with Reb Zrika. Omalei, yes, Reb Zrika. Omalei. So he said, Hon nami leti berloch. This should also not be a shayla. That your shayla, does the blood of the liver ask the other piece of meat or not? I'll prove it to you that it's muta. Why? The yano the yani, me and this guy yani, berei the rabami, the son of rabami, ikloin leve yehuda, we went to visit you, ve yehuda, berei the rabbi shimon pazi, the son of rabbi shimon pazi, ukrei bilon, they brought in front of us to eat, kanya bekufya. They brought for us to eat the windpipe, with everything, the kufi means everything that was attached to it. That's what they brought for them, teat. They brought a windpipe and everything. Rashi says, Kanya, the kufi means, Hakoni im kol hamachubaloi. Means, Hareya, the lungs were attached to it, Valev, the heart. They had covered in the liver. The kula nispashlo yacha, they cooked up everything together in the same pot. And the achalnu, we ate it. So the question is, how could you eat it? I had the blood of the liver comes out from the liver and should go into the other piece of meat. Elamai Tzarai, the dam of the liver, even though it comes out, it does not asa. So here's a proof to say the dam of the liver does not asa. This Gemara says no. Mask of Lord Ravashi. Ravashi has a question back. Retainment, some say it's Reb Shmuel. Ye mi zurkino. The Duma, maybe the case over here was that Pikono, maybe the opening of the windpipe was Chuslaktera. They stuck the opening outside the pot. So that's what happened, was the mouth of the windpipe like was outside the pot. And therefore, when you cooked it up, like the blood that came up went outside the pot. The blood did not come inside. Maybe that's why it was muta. Rashi says, Could be when they're cooking it up now, the blood came up and went out of the pot. Because the mouth of the windpipe was outside the pot. That's why it was mutter. But maybe when the dam itself stays inside the pot, maybe it'll be yosa. Inam, another terrorist could be maybe over here was, Inam Yurils, Mechla Tevi Cholot Le Mikoro. I'll tell you first, he like dipped it into boiling hot water first. The Mora says, Ki ho de rafuna kafuna, Chalte Le Bechala. He were first put it into vinegar. He first put the liver into vinegar. And that stops the blood then from coming out. Rashi says, Inam Yicholot Tevi Mikoro, he like put it into boiling hot water. The blood got cooked up inside the liver in order it should not come out anymore. Even if you cook it up later again with other meat, it doesn't come out. That's why it's mutter. Or else, no, the liver itself is, or like I asked before, the liver itself is all dam. The Torah says, not eat the liver. It's only a question when the dam comes out of the liver, then maybe the dam should become also midrabbanim. But here, if you cook it up, the blood stays inside and gets cooked up inside, so for sure it's mutter. They put it into vinegar. Rashi says it's some say bechaymis. They like let it shiver, shrink up in the vinegar. Shachaymis some say the vinegar shrinks it. The shiver in the point of the lama, then no more blood comes out of it. And then vodim vashalei. Then you're allowed to cook it up with other meat. Maybe that was the maaser, but that's why it was mutter. But maybe if you cook the liver straight in the hot and we cook it up in a regular pot with other meat. Maybe then, no, maybe the dam does come out. So you have no raya. Where it says now, Rav Nachman also chalte le bereiskin. Rav Nachman also first used to put it into hot water, and that's the way he would make it, that the blood would not come out anymore. Now the one says, this sub, Rav Papa, kindly the Rav Lameimah. Rav Papa first thought to say in front of Rav, that chol also, in the case where you put the liver into the vinegar, and the vinegar made the liver itself, like, shrink, but the chola, the vinegar itself, should be yosa. Rashi says, "Oisay choymit shenitzma." This vinegar that made the liver shrink should be yosa. Why? Because he holds, "Moitse miksas min adam." Some dam came out of it. Therefore, that little bit of dam that came out of the liver, that dam makes the vinegar itself yosa. Omris, he said back to him, "I chol yosa." If you're going to tell me that the vinegar itself should be yosa, "Iyomar mi yosa." If so, then even the liver should be yosa. Why? Because kihechi depolit, the same way the liver throws out its blood, or the bolo, it should then dissolve it again, come back in again. Rashi says kihechi depolit, or the miyoyis techoy mitatzman, the chivon in it, because he's telling me now in the vinegar, it starts to shrink, so it's not tolit anymore, it's spitting out blood. So then it's chayzer beleya, then it should again absolve the dam. So when the dam comes out, they're telling me it's also, so that blood will come back into the liver again, it should make the liver also. That could tell me the liver is mutter, and just the vinegar is also. Why? The Gemara says, "Schur meant to say that avada the chol should also be mutter, that no dam comes out at all." The Gemara says, "Rav bar Shavu ikloy lever of Nachman." He went to visit Rav Nachman. Aitzin lekavda, they brought him this liver. Shlikei. They brought him a cooked up liver. And lo yochel, they didn't want to eat from it. So Omrulay, they said to him, Omrulay bei barav, the legav lo yochel. So they said inside the house that the person outside is not eating it. That's just Omrulay bar bei rav, legav lo yochel. Omrulay the tetra of Nachman, the Talmud, your Talmud, shnis alchetz chod, your Talmud is staying by you, he doesn't want to eat what I brought him. Omani, who is it? Rav Bar Shavu. So Omulu Rav Nachman said, Gomu Lishavu. Just to say, Hegmiu, like, feed him. Shove the food down him. Lishavu Shavakokhoi. So, Mr. Like, force him to eat. Rav Nachman are so much as mutter, just force him to eat it. And the Mara says, really kitamar, real tamakhoi gatanoim. The what? Rav Lezer Weimer, Hakovid Oiseres, Vienna Neseres. If you cook up the liver in water with other meat, so taka, the blood comes out of the liver and will make the other meat also, but the Vienna service in itself does not become mutter. The liver itself is mutter. And as far as before, we had, because since the liver itself is always being Isaac and spitting out the blood, it has no time It has no time fit to himself, let's take it inside. It's always spitting out the blood, and it has no time to absorb it to take it inside. It's not Balea. Rabbi Yishmael Benoish Rabbi Yochanan Ben Baruch Oimer, he says, Mitoveles Oiseres Veneseres. No, Mitoveles, it says, a tavlin. If you have it, first you spike the liver, that's Merachanos, it makes it soft. So Mitoveles Oiseres, the liver itself does ask other things. Veneseres, it becomes also. Shaluko, let's say Rashi says he cooked it up a lot, Oiseres also, Veneseres, the same thing, it also asks. Rashi says, Neseres, it becomes also, Lefishal Acha, Shagom, Lefitosle. If you cooked it up a lot, then after it's finished spitting out all its blood, then it's Chayzeres to Balas, then it does take blood back in again. Therefore, according to him, even though Shluk is cooked up, it'd be also. Skit Samachlegas Anoyim. Rabbi Gemara says now, Rabba Rav Huna, Ikloy Levei, Rabba Bar of Nachman. He went to visit Rabba Bar of Nachman. Aisle Kaneo, Tlosa Sui Tachoi. And brought in front of him, Rashi says, Sholis Soyim, 3 silver, 3 big pounds, of Pasnakiya, clean bread, Panea Teichim Hashem Rabzash, at the top of it was smeared with honey and oil. The kids had brought him very good bread. That's what they served him. Omulus, he said to him, Nehevas Yadisid Yasinu, did you know that I was coming? How can you make such a good dish? Is Omulus, they said back to him, listen, Niyadifas Lon Minoy, are you better than us? Meaning to say, then Shabbos. Rashi says it was Shabbos that day. So we prepared good challah for Shabbos. The pasuk says the kros la Shabbos oinig. He should call Shabbos oinig. Therefore, kids, he ate the bread. He had this chashuv of bread for Shabbos. Moshe Adahoch. In the meantime, Ashka Chahu Kavdo. They found like a piece of liver. To have we bought some funo to bli adama. That this liver had a sinfuna, had one of its pipes that was belaya blood. Some blood went in it. So the meeting when they brought him some liver, he saw that in one of the arteries of the liver there was a lot of blood in it. So they were serving him this liver teat. So Amalus, he said to them, Amaya disu ochel, like how do you do like this? How come you left so much blood? Rashi says, Afo pi shedam hanivla boy heteru, even though the dam that's inside the liver itself is mutter, miu dam hakonis is a funis. But the blood that's inside the artery itself, that's real dam. It's the blood that's just absorbed in the liver itself that you're allowed to eat. But the blood here, he found in the arteries, real blood, he said, that's also, so how can you give it to me to eat? Armulet, they said back to Armulet, Elhechi Nevet, what should have we done? Like, what are you supposed to do now? Armulet, he said back to him like this. He told him, Koru Shesi Verif, like make a crisscross, cut it up with cut of the cross. Vichituchot Tachas, then press it downwards. Rashi says, Chatuchu Lamato, Kishenasnu Batanu, when they put it into the oven, Litzlois, to roast it, Kadei Sheyizav Adam V'yeit, that's what you should have done. When you want to roast like this liver, make it crisscross, and then push it downwards, that the blood should drip out, come downwards. Mosvahani Mili Kavda, when we have the Shal, Rashi says, the boy creek, you have to slice it first, that's only by the liver. Rashi says, Nei Shedam Konos, there's a lot of blood in the liver. Avotochlo, but just the spleen. And most of Avotochlo, shumna biyamu. That what you find inside the spleen, that's only fat. Vashizayim boy dam. That's not called blood. If you look at David Shari, you're not like cook up the spleen. That's not a problem. So that part is okay. It's only the liver that's no good. But the spleen, what you find inside the spleen, that's only called fat. That's all right. Where it says, kiho dishmul like shmuel. Avdilei tavshul de tachli, b'yoyme di ovid nosol. The day he had like an operation, the bloodletting, he used to cook up the spleen, he used to make a spleen soup out of it. So kids, you're allowed to cook up spleen, there is not dam, it's only called shuman, that's okay. If we learn like this, kavdo iloy vis, let's say you have a piece of liver on top of the meat. If you have the liver on top, Rashi says, betaner, you have this in an oven. When you're roasting them, hoyitzaleya. So Rashi's cold fish lehem of the chudish al shvut lui lamata. He used to roast things on a spit and was always like hanging downwards. So in the case that you have the liver on top and the meat is underneath it, shori kavdi loy bisra shori. Why? the blood is dripping out from the liver. But doma mislak sarik, blood is very slippery. It just falls off. It doesn't go into the meat. Rashi says dam mislak sarik. Afa pisha zov min hakavim, though it comes out of the liver onto the meat, but it does not get dissolved inside the meat. Emekaklum pisha dam adetzli nevliv lo yela machlis neifel. It just slips off. By roasting it, the blood just slips off the meat and does not go into the meat. Therefore, it's still mutter. But what's going to be kachlo iloy biso? Let's say you have the kchal, that's the udders of the animal, and there's some milk inside it. So the roasted kchal on top of the meat, that's awesome. My time, what's the reason? Chol, of course, in the milk, when you roast it, the milk comes out of the kchal, that's ruchi misruch. That gets attached, that's nidbak, that gets attached to the meat. They don't have the yisa bosa b'cholov. I'll call for the midrabon will be yosa. That's takosa. Rav dimi min adoi mati b'chilin, just the opposite. That kachli loy bisra shori. If you have the kachal, the udders of the animal, if you're roasting on top of meat, it's mutter. My time was the reason. Cholov shkuto d'rabonin. The milk that comes out of the udders, since the first comes out after shkita, it's only yosa midrabonin. And therefore, mistam in this way, they didn't ask for it altogether. The only asset maybe to eat it then, but by itself, but here where it goes into the piece of meat, it doesn't make an issa bosa b'cholof. But kavdu loy bisro, in the case we have the liver, you're roasting on top of meat, that's also. Why? Also because dam b'raisa, because dam is also b'raisa. Just be a b'kiddush over here. Rav Tei speaks out, Afagad delam b'chomet rabba dam shebishto in l'chur, two shalos. First of all, dam shebishto is cooked up blood. That's not also b'raisa. Before it got cooked up, there was nisa midiraisa to eat this blood. But then Tzai speaks out that Mio Kosher, if he mashed a pirish akunshly ill, the dam covered a little pirish la viraisa. Mio Kosher for a dam shkutub, I would love to talk and glorious. There's a little kash in Rashi Shita. Rashi before said, we learned that the blood that comes out of the liver, since the whole liver itself is blood and Torah said you'll have to eat it, even the blood that comes out of his own yosem derabonim, and he'll be mashmor that he'll be mashmor that the dam of the liver is mamash yosem derayson. I say it like a little plug here, since the shred of milk is also rasa. Good little kashin Rashi. Yeah, right. That's what he saw. Good. This man Yom argues daka. Yeah. Now he must says Dorish Merema made a drush and said like this. Hilchasa, what's the halacha that the ben kavdo ben kachlo, whether you have liver, whether you have the kachal, the others, to say bishrif, they're underneath the meat, then shori, then it's both mutter. But iloi bishra, but if these two things are being roasted on top of meat, so then diyeved in, b'diyeved they're both mutter. Like we say, b'diyeved could be both the kachal is on the rabbon, it could be the hezgris, the dam covered is also on the rabbon, so it's mutter b'diyeved. But l'chachid, you should not do this, you should not roast liver on top of meat, or you should not roast the kachal on top of meat. L'chatil is better not, because it will drip down both the dam and the milk. Ravashi Yikloy Levei Rami Bar Abba, Chamu, his father-in-law, Chazi Lebrei, he saw the son, the Rami Bar Abba, the Koshofid, he was putting on a spit, the Koshofid, he was like roasting together,